We're going to head to Ball State and be joined by head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Congratulations on the impressive 29-23 win at Eastern Michigan on Saturday afternoon. And we're turning to Muncie and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, really proud of just the effort, the attitude, the way we competed and finished the game there in the second half. Obviously, we were down 3 points going in at half, but I thought the atmosphere, the locker room was as good as it could be at halftime, being down, knowing that, hey, we got to go back out here. Obviously, we put ourselves in a position here to be down at halftime, and really proud of just the execution of our guys in the second half. Controlled the clock in the second half. We had it for 19 minutes in the second half, and finishing the deal. Obviously, it's a game of inches. There's a few plays in that game that really were very close calls, and so just proud of the guys going against a good football team on the road, a program that's really done a heck of a job the last 3 years, and Coach Creighton and his staff have done such a good job. And so it was a big win for us on the road, two in a row, to start out MAC play. And so very proud of our guys to be able to finish that off on the road.
Get a reminder for our writers on the call. Please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Mike, you've had back-to-back road wins in league play, those type of road wins really can bring a team together. What are you seeing from your Cardinals?
A lot of confidence right now and guys believing, and I think each guy understands how important it is that, once the game is over, making sure that we get started with the process again as quick as possible. And that, Sunday after the game, when you come in, you get treatment, you take care of your body, you get a lift in, you watch the tape, and then really getting right back to work. And it's so important to be consistent every week with how you prepare, how you go about your week of practice and preparation. And so I think our guys are seeing that. We've had some guys that have been around here now for a couple years, and they've been through the tough times and the growing pains, and I think they truly believe now, and I think they truly see how important it is to be consistent with how you prepare every week, and not just on the practice field, but weight room, meeting room, making sure you take care of business in the classroom, because that can put you in a good place mentally when you do come out to the practice facility and it's time to focus on practice. If you're taking care of business academically, that also helps you that way.
The ability of your Cardinals to finish the game, obviously in the victory you scored the final 15 points after being down 23-14, and that ability to finish, so important in football.
There's no question about it, and I think it's just the attitude of this team, the find-a-way attitude, the never-say-die attitude. Obviously, it's a great conference, and each week, something happens that, proves it again, that, anybody can beat anybody in this conference on a given weekend, and so you got to play consistent. And obviously for us the other day, we won the turnover battle. We were able to create four turnovers by our defense, and obviously we had one fumble there offensively, but to be able to win the turnover battle on the road and in any game, that gives you such a much improved chance to win the football game. Doesn't guarantee it by any means, but when you can win the turnover battle and you can obviously run the ball the way we were able to run the ball, for almost 200 yards, and we were able to limit them in the running game, holding them to 89 yards rushing. It always starts with that for us. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to stop the run, and to be able to do that against a good football team certainly gives you such a better chance. And so our team believes, and we got a lot of confidence. We got to keep building that, but yet every week's a new week, every opponent's a new opponent, so we got to get back to work and full speed ahead here on Toledo, because it's an excellent football team coming in here this Saturday.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
Your next question comes from the line of Jordan Kuski from Star Press. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. This week being homecoming, how much does that mean to you? How much does it being a homecoming game mean to you and this team?
Obviously, it means a lot because, you know, that's the game where you see a lot of alums, ex-players, a lot of people come back to town because that's the one when you're trying to make plans for your fall calendar and you're not living close to the area and you maybe live, you know, outside of the state or wherever, you know, you don't get a lot of opportunities to come back, and a lot of people circle homecoming to try to get back to campus. And so it's going to be a big crowd. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and obviously – it's a little added incentive, motivation, if you will, for our guys that we got to continue to put the work in during the week, but certainly want to take advantage of having a great atmosphere and a great environment like that.
Yeah, and does the fact that, you know, a Ball State team hasn't won on homecoming since 2013, is that something you guys are going to talk about at all, about breaking that streak?
No, we're trying to focus on this football team and just us playing our best football, and that's making sure we're consistent in practice. Going out, we got to have a great week of practice. We got to have a great week of preparation, and you know that's something that certainly we won't even reference at all to the team. It's about this team just taking care of business and you know, building on the positives that we've you know, the positives that have been there so far through half of the season, and making sure that we continue to work on getting better as a football team. And obviously, we got an excellent football team coming in here in Toledo that's you know, been near the top of the MAC and you know, done a heck of a job as a program, and so we got to be ready for a great challenge this weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, just a word on Toledo. When you see film of the Rockets, talk about the challenges they'll present.
Bowling Green there, and you know, looking at the tape, I know they had a couple, you know, things not go their way special teams wise, and obviously their quarterback went down there in the third quarter, and so you know, you still see when you watch the tape how talented of a football team it is. Obviously a little bit of an uncharacteristic performance by them the other day, but make no mistake about it, I mean, they've done an excellent job of on the recruiting trail, sustaining success that way. They've been very consistent. I know Coach Candle and his staff will obviously make the adjustments and make the corrections from last weekend, and they'll be ready to go. We're going to get their best effort, and we got to be ready to go on our end with our best effort.
Well, Mike, congratulations on the victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike, again for Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals coming off a 29-23 win over Eastern Michigan in that contest. Quarterback Drew Plitt, 23 of 32 passing for 255 yards and two touchdowns, and also added two additional rushing touchdowns. And for Ball State, they improved to 2-0 in league play for the first time since 2013, as they've got back-to-back road wins in conference play for the first time, again, since the 2013 season. For Ball State, they will be hosting Toledo this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at 2 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.